Cleaning and disinfection procedures are a crucial part of any animal health emergency response. The cleaning and disinfection of vehicles used during an animal health response will be necessary to prevent the spread of pathogens to other animals or locations. This just-in-time training presentation will discuss the steps needed to conduct C&D on vehicles used during an animal disease emergency response. Vehicles used for an animal disease response can serve to transfer microorganisms to other locations and to susceptible animals. Any vehicle used on infected premises or to haul infected animals can potentially transport pathogens from one site to another. These may include personal vehicles, livestock carriers, feed trucks, milk trucks, or carcass transporters. These vehicles must be cleaned and disinfected before leaving the area. Additionally, heavy machinery used on contaminated sites such as tractors, skid steers, backhoes, or bulldozers will be grossly contaminated and require C&D procedures prior to leaving the premises. Vehicle disinfection should include disinfection of both external and internal surfaces. This can be difficult, however, due to the vehicle design and the presence of uneven surfaces on vehicles. Inclement weather conditions such as cold and rain may also make these procedures difficult. A large-scale disinfection station should be set up adjacent to or at the entrance-exit points to the infected premises. The location should be on flat terrain with an impermeable surface to help prevent fluid infiltration into the soil while allowing containment of fluids and easier cleanup of the area following procedures. The area should be large enough to house the necessary C&D components such as disinfection station, water supply, and wastewater containment. The station should contain equipment, including tubs, scrub brushes, and power sprayers, to aid in the removal of gross debris and application of disinfection products. A running water supply, preferably warm, 110 degrees Fahrenheit, should be included. The vehicle disinfection station area should be constructed to withstand the weight of the vehicles and heavy equipment and should be twice as big as the largest vehicle anticipated to enter. This will allow adequate working space for personnel to conduct C&D measures. A holding area should also be established. This is an area where disinfected vehicles can remain during the necessary disinfectant contact time, allowing for more efficient progress of vehicles through the station. Firming materials such as sandbags or straw bales should be set up around the station to aid in containing spent fluids and debris from the vehicles. Plywood sheeting or ramps should be placed to protect the burn materials at the entrance and exits. Identify an area and drainage procedure using a sump pump to collect spent fluids into a holding tank. For highly contagious pathogens, a framing wall covered with plastic sheeting around the containment base may be needed to contain the spray drift and splash. The frame should be at least as high as the tallest vehicle to be disinfected. The preparation and application of disinfectant solutions must be in accordance with product label directions. Only EPA registered or approved products should be used. Fresh solutions should be prepared prior to use. Some disinfectant solutions may only be active for the same day of preparation. Failure to make solutions may result in use of a product that has reduced efficacy. The use of test kits can help to determine whether any chemical degradation of the disinfectant's active ingredients has occurred or that diluted solutions contain the necessary amount of active ingredient. As a rough estimate, 1 gallon of solution will cover approximately 100 to 150 square feet. During C&D procedures, biosecurity work zones must be maintained to prevent the spread of microorganisms. As a review, the 3 work zones of a response are the hot zone or exclusion zone, the warm zone or the contamination reduction zone, and the cold zone or support zone. The hot zone or exclusion zone is a high-risk area where infected animals were housed and is potentially contaminated and considered unsafe. PPE must be worn. Initial decontamination and disinfection of vehicles begins here prior to exiting. The warm zone or contamination reduction zone is also a high-risk area due to the potential of exposure to pathogens and chemical disinfectants. All personnel are required to wear full PPE. Final decontamination and disinfection of vehicles occurs in the decontamination corridor of the warm zone. The cold zone or the support zone is the cleanest work zone with the lowest relative risk of exposure to pathogens and other hazards such as decontamination chemicals. Contaminated articles and equipment are prohibited in this area. Decontamination activities are also prohibited. A decontamination corridor runs between the hot zone and the warm zone. Decontamination of vehicles occurs along this corridor with the goal of decreasing the level of contamination as the vehicles move toward the cold zone. The size or width of these zones will vary with the scale of activities required. The use of plastic tape can help in differentiating the various zones. The cleaning and disinfection of vehicles should be carried out in a systematic manner to ensure proper disinfection. All exterior and interior surfaces must be addressed. The basic C&D protocol, regardless of item, involves a cleaning step, which includes dry cleaning, followed by a thorough wash and rinse. This is followed by a disinfection step, which includes disinfectant application, appropriate contact time, followed by rinsing and drying. When possible, drying of the vehicle between the cleaning and disinfection steps should occur. Disinfectant should be reapplied as necessary to keep the surfaces wet for the required contact time. Spent fluids and debris should be contained and removed from the area, which can be difficult. Begin the C&D procedure by dry cleaning the vehicle. Use brooms, shovels, manure forks, brushes, or mechanical scrapers to remove all visible organic material from the vehicle's exterior. Remove any deposits of mud or straw from the wheels, wheel wells, tires, mud guards, or exposed chassis of the vehicle. Dispose of the gross debris in an appropriate biosecure manner. Take any removable items out of the vehicle interior for subsequent C&D. Wash the vehicle and items removed from the vehicle with detergent and warm water. Areas with debris that is difficult to remove with simple washing may need pre-soaking with detergent and water. A degreaser may also be needed to remove any oils or exudates. High-pressure water and detergent can be very effective for removing heavy accumulations of urine and feces. However, in cases of highly infectious or zoonotic pathogens, high-pressure systems should be avoided or used with caution to avoid dispersal of the pathogen or risk to the applicator. Rinse the vehicle in clean warm water and allow the vehicle to sit for 5 to 10 minutes to allow residual rinse water to drip off. Use low-pressure sprayers and scrub brushes to apply an EPA-registered disinfectant solution to all areas of the vehicle or trailer, including the bodywork, undercarriage, wheels, and wheel wells. Ensure a non-corrosive disinfectant product is selected. Allow the necessary contact time for the disinfectant to work. Areas must remain wet with the solution throughout the needed contact time. Reapplication may be necessary. Thoroughly rinse the vehicle with clean warm water. If possible, allow the vehicle to dry thoroughly. The interior of the vehicle will also need to be disinfected, especially if the driver has left the cab while on the infected premises. Remove any non-fixed items from the vehicle, such as floor mats. Sweep and brush away any gross debris from the cab's interior. Wash any vehicle components, such as the dashboard, steering wheel, handbrakes, gear shift, or seats, that have had contact with the driver or any passengers, with warm water and a mild detergent or cleaner. Rinse the areas and items with clean warm water. Wipe down these same items with an EPA-registered disinfectant, soaked cloth, keeping surfaces wet for the necessary contact time. Move the vehicle from the disinfection area to the holding area. Allow the interior of the vehicle to dry. Following all C&D procedures in the infected premises, equipment used for C&D processes, such as brooms, rakes, shovels, brushes, hoses, or sprayers, must be cleaned and disinfected before reused or be otherwise disposed of. Safety concerns during C&D of vehicles include personal exposure to chemical disinfectant products, which can cause irritation to the skin, eyes, or respiratory tract. Personnel cleaning vehicles should wear protective, waterproof clothing and appropriate personal protective equipment, such as rubber gloves and eye protection, when handling, mixing, and applying disinfectant solutions. Physical hazards, such as slips, trips, or falls from slippery surfaces can also occur, as can injury from high-pressure sprayers. During vehicle C&D procedures, runoff of infectious materials or chemical solutions must be avoided. This is necessary to prohibit environmental impacts, since many chemical disinfectants are toxic to aquatic organisms, as well as to prohibit the further spread of pathogens into the environment. Cleaning and disinfection of vehicles exiting or used on the infected premises will be essential during animal disease emergency situations. Attention to proper C&D procedures will help to minimize the further spread of pathogens and protect personnel from exposure. Information in this presentation was taken from the following USDA APHIS Foreign Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Plan documents. The full version of these documents can be obtained at the FedPrep website. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.